Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this opportunity and privilege that I have to be back on the radio with you today to share the good word of God with you. I love it. It's precious to my soul. Ever since I've been saved, I love the word of God. The word of God is pure. Therefore, thy servant loveth it. And I am a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. I love him. I love to serve him. I tell you, his yoke is easy. His burden's light. And I tell you, he helps me and guides me along the way. I tell you, he helps me, strengthens me. I tell you, everything I need is in the word of God. He provides for me. He meets every need I got. And I tell you, he comforts me. I tell you, he fellowships with me. And I'm so thankful he corrects me when I'm wrong. And I tell you, what a friend I have in Jesus, all my sins and griefs to bear. And oh, what a privilege it is to carry everything to the Lord in prayer. And I know Jesus cares. Like this song says, yes, he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. And I know I can cast all my care upon him because he cares for me. He cares for you. I tell you, he cares for the entire world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so he gave his Son that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Now, he died an awful death. He paid the price for sin. And I tell you, if anyone goes to hell, they'll go as an intruder because they did not accept him. They didn't receive him. I tell you, they didn't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. I tell you, if you believe on him with all your heart, I tell you, you'll get saved and you'll be baptized into the body of Christ. You'll be sealed with the Holy Spirit of God until the day of redemption. And I tell you, you won't be able to, other words, you won't lose your soul. And I tell you, the Lord is the one that keeps us. I tell you, he's the one that saved us. He's the one that keeps us. And I tell you, he sealed us with his Holy Spirit until we get out of this body. And I tell you, one day we're going to get out of this old body. I tell you, our soul's been perfected in the Lord Jesus Christ. I tell you, the seed remaineth in us when he cannot sin. And so therefore we're justified in the sight of God because of his Son and the blood that was shed and it was applied to the doorpost of our heart. And I tell you, we're still in this outward man, this outward person that we have to die to daily. One day it's going to go back to the dust whence it came. And I tell you, we're going to have a brand new body, going to have a brand new life. And I tell you, looking forward to that, the day of the Lord coming, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm looking for his coming. And he's coming. I'm not of the night, I'm of the day. I'm of the redeemed, of ones that has been saved and born again. I got the light of God in my soul. And I'm looking for his coming to come back and get me out of here, come back to get his church out, his bride, his purchased possession that he's going to take out of here. He's coming. That's going to be the next event that's going to take place. He's going to get his church out of here. And then the day of the Lord will come after that. I tell you, where he'll take vengeance upon them and know not God. And I tell you today, I'm thankful to know that when he comes, I'm going with him. I tell you, I don't have to worry about trying to keep myself. He's keeping me. You see, I love him. I want to please him. I hate sin. I hate everything about sin. I hate the devil. And I hate the works of the flesh. And I'm daily casting it down, daily rejecting this old flesh and saying no to it. And even in my very best state, I find myself altogether vanity. I see that I am not good enough to keep myself. I'm talking about my flesh. You see, Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am. He didn't say that I used to be or what I was before I got saved and for the Lord got my attention. And in other words, when I was persecuting the Lord Jesus and didn't know it, and he saved my soul. I've been brand new. But he said, oh, wretched man that I am. Now, you see, he's been saved. He's had the Spirit of God in him. I mean, a Holy Ghost-filled preacher. I mean, went forth starting these churches. God called him to be the preacher unto the Gentiles as he did Peter unto the Jews. And I tell you, the power of God's on him and using him. But yet he made the statement, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? He said, I thank God it's through Christ Jesus, my Lord. And he said, there is no good thing that dwelleth in me. And in parentheses, it said, that is in my flesh. So we see that there is a difference between the inner man and outer man. And I tell you, the inward man has got to be fed. The inward man loves the Lord, loves the Word of God, hates sin. And I tell you, that's what you follow. But the outward man, the fleshly man, the carnal man, you got to die to daily, because he continuously to rise up. Every day our flesh rises up. Every day we're going to be tempted. The devil's going to tempt us. He's going to try to do things to distract us. He's going to offer us up things. He's going to do things to try to cause us to fall, to give place to the devil, to give place to sin, you see. And that's what his job. And he don't let up. He don't rest in the night season. He don't rest in the day season. I tell you, he's 100% all day long. I tell you, going for rob, stealing, killing, and trying to destroy. You see, he's out to take God's people down. He knows if he stops the Lord's people from getting the message out, then those that need to hear it will not hear it. They won't get saved. And I tell you, it's up to us to fight this fight and run this race and say no to self, yes to God. And I tell you, fight the devil with the whole armor of God on, that we might be able to battle off and fight off the fiery darts of the wicked. You see, they're coming. The devil has his fiery darts, and he's going to sling them at us. He's going to throw them at us. He's going to do all he can to discourage us. I tell you, he loves to discourage God's people. He wants to destroy God's people, you see. But I tell you, it's up to us to rise up every morning. It's up to us to put on that whole armor of God. We can do no battle with the devil without the armor of God. We cannot fight the devil within ourselves. We're too weak. I tell you, we're too rotten. I tell you, we don't have that kind of power. I tell you, the devil has great power, but I know one that has greater power than the devil. And in everything and every sin and every principality, any kind of high powers, my Lord and Jesus, I tell you, I serve him, and he's greater than all and rich unto all that call upon him. But the Bible tells us to cast off the works of darkness and put on the whole armor of light. We got to put the armor on. We got to cast off the works of darkness. You see, I tell you, when you get lax and lean, that's when you get in trouble. I tell you, that's when you start just getting a little bit of lax, a little bit lean. And I tell you, that there it comes, darkness. I tell you, the sin comes. And I tell you, you don't put the armor on, and the devil will beat you down. He'll destroy you. He'll take you down into captivity, and he'll make joke of you, make mockery of you, and kill you. I tell you, that's what he did with Samson, when Samson gave place to the devil and he laid his head down in the lap of Delilah. And I tell you, there he was. And I tell you, he told her all his heart. He told her where his strength lied. And he said, "You cut my hair off." Eventually, he told her, "If you cut my hair off, I'll lose my strength." And she did that. And she done that, and she called for him. They came in. Samson got up and rose up like he'd done before, like he would fight off the Philistines like he did before. But he realized that the hand of God left him. He realized that the power had left him. And so there it was. And then they captivated him and bound him up and took him in there. And they made sport of him. They made joke of him. You see, that's what the devil will do. I tell you, that's what his desire is, to make joke out of God's people. You see, and take them down into captivity and make joke of them and mockery of them, just like they mocked the Lord Jesus when right before he was on the cross. And while he was on the cross, they mocked him, you see. Those mockers, they hated him, and they thought they was doing God a favor when they did it. And I tell you, that's what the devil do. But we that are saved, we got to cast off the works of darkness, put on that whole armor of light. And I tell you, when we put the whole armor on, we'll be able to make war with our flesh and with the devil, you see. And I tell you, we'll be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. I tell you, if we put this armor on and we're casting off the works of darkness and not running after sin in our flesh, I tell you, we'll be able to go out and make war. And I tell you, God gave us the armor. And I tell you, this is something we got to do. We got to wake up praying and studying, reading the Word. We got to eat it. We got to love it. We got to take it to heart. We got to be honest about ourselves. And I tell you, we just got to do that. If we do, I tell you, we'll be blessed. We'll be able to make war. You see, our mind has got to be protected. We got to gird up the loins of our mind by the Word of God every day. We got to gird up the loins of our mind. And I tell you that we'll be able to be strong in our mind, you see. And then when we do that, when we gird up our mind and we're protecting our head and our brain, you see, I tell you, with the helmet of salvation, and I tell you, we're walking and understanding what the will of the Lord is for our life. We're not walking just by chance, you see. We're walking in the light of the Lord, and we're walking in the will of God for our lives. And well, I tell you, we put on the whole armor, and we put on the breastplate of righteousness, you see. Well, that protects our main organs, you see. And we put up this on. We put the breastplate of righteousness on. And then we have the, like I said, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And we have the shield of faith. We might be able to fight off the fiery darts of the wicked. And we have our feet shod with the preparation of gospel of peace. You see, we're walking in peace and we're walking in the light of the glorious gospel. And I tell you, we're shining the word. We're preaching the word. And I tell you, we preach it whether we live and through testimony, witness to people, or having a call to preach, or how it is. The Lord has a work for all of his children. And I tell you, it's up to us to get the word of God out. At the same time, there's a battle. There's adversaries, and Paul talked about it when he went to do the will of God in the places that God has sent him many a times. He said we've had many adversaries in his times where he would have a mind to go a certain place and was forbidden. You see, he was hindered at times and forbidden of the Holy Ghost at times. And you see, but the Bible tells us that we're to rise up and we're to plan to do the will of God and to please the Lord. And when we do, I tell you, he'll see that we stand. If we do all the stand, we shall stand against the wiles of the devil. We got to do all the stand. And how do we stand? We stand by faith, you see. We stand not in our flesh. We don't have confidence in our flesh, but we have confidence in God and who lives on the inside of us. But the life that we've been saved by the grace of God. It's by grace are we saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's the gift of God. And so we've been saved by grace through faith. So we stand by faith. And I tell you, that's what encourages us. That's what keeps us. And knowing that God, whom we serve, we can trust that he's going to bring us through. He's going to take care of every situation because we proved him to be true because he's always done what he said he would. But we got to believe the Lord and we got to trust in him and then just do what he said do. And I know he'll take care of everything. But we got to put this armor on and we got to fight this fight, you see, because there's going to be a fight until the day we die. It's going to be a fight till we're taken out, you see, because the devil is not going to let up. And he's going to fight. He's going to do all he can to destroy every soul and take every soul to hell. But he's out to get God's people because we're the workmanship of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's how they're going to get into the body of Christ, is by the workmen that, and the work that, other words, we that are saved, we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. And that's how they're going to get in. We got to get them in. We got to pray them in. We got to labor over them. We got to preach to them. We got to plant the seed. We got to water the seed. We got to reap the seed of when it actually becomes a plant and the fruit comes. We got to reap it. There's going to be a harvest. And so we've got to do these things. And we'll have to do it till the day we die. And it's a joy to live for God. And I'm so thankful that I'm saved. But my friend today, if you're not saved, I want you to get saved. I don't want you counterfeited. I want you to come to the Lord Jesus. Once you come to him now, as he deals with your heart, say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I'm lost. I'm hell bound. And I know if I died in my sins, I go to hell. So Lord, I ask you to come into my heart. Have mercy upon my soul. Forgive me of all my sin. I'm sorry I sinned against you. If you pray like that, really mean it, and your heart's crushed and broke, he'll save you. God bless you. In Jesus' precious name, and amen.